It's Comedy Shoeshine.
I've recently entered the level of fat as a man where you have to wear a collared shirt.
It's not fun to suck dick at something. That's not... And furthermore...
Unless it's a dick sucking contest.
Yeah. No, even then, I don't want to suck dick at it.
Are there ventriloquists that aren't comedians? Are there serious ventriloquists?
It's time for a Comedy Shoeshine.
With Sandra Thomas.
Listen up.
Hello and welcome to Comedy Shoeshine, episode 160.
Wow.
Yeah, but more importantly, forget any of that. I was going to say, oh, it's, you know, coming at you late because of, so who cares? Forget everything. Whatever. There's a new Pacific Rim trailer out. Pacific Rim 2 Uprising. The people who've listened for a long time will know that this actually started as just a Pacific Rim podcast.
Yeah.
But,
We ran out of stuff. I mean, went a good year. But
yeah.
Then
we kind episodes of used to be longer back then, times. Too. Everyone was like 3 to 4 hours. We talk plot points, characters.
Yeah. You know, like, characters was a long.
Yeah.
That was like series. Half of it.
Yeah.
The characters.
I think it was twice. Characters. It was twice a week, too. So
it's a
whole different. So we eventually did run out of things to talk about Pacific Rim.
And then we gave up hope that there would ever be another.
yeah. But we thought, okay, we'll keep doing the show just in case there's another Pacific Rim movie. And
it's a lot like Fleet Foxes, where it took a long time to write another album because Fleet Foxes. Like,
you just don't haphazardly make a Pacific Rim movie.
No. Yeah, the writing process.
It's fucking Subway sandwich that you're just churning out. It's not a, you know.
Yeah. I read that they were, they've been obviously working on it since the last one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They probably wrote them both at the same time. I mean, it's one of those things where like they had all the story, you know, figured out.
Like, probably.
Like the opposite of Lost.
God.
Yeah, no, but there's a new trailer. I guess we'll play. There's a 3-minute one, but I thought there's a shorter one. I'd rather just do the shorter one. Let's play it.
What is a Jaeger?
Huh?
A Jaeger is the pinnacle of human invention.
Jaeger?
When the monsters came, we did not wait for heroes to fall from the sky and save.
You can hear it, right? Oh, okay.
Us. Yeah. We saved ourselves. Innovation.
What is
our
this?
Superpower.
This isn't the trailer I saw.
What is a Jaeger? It's you. Times a thousand.
This is Wally.
Tall as a mountain.
Yeah.
With a
bitter,
beating heart.
Happier, more productive. Now that's not, I'm going to a different one. That I don't know what that
you
was.
You have
some
the
weird
trailer for the movie that we were doing?
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck
is that
was.
Is that what your project you're trying to pass off is?
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
This sounds more like it. Okay, we got a girl, something's blowing up. Something is blowing up, that's...
Sounds right.
Yeah. Now another thing is blowing up.
We were born into a world at war. Between the monsters that destroyed our cities.
There's a giant bullshit coming out of the ground.
To stop them. We thought we had sacrificed enough. But the war we thought we finished is just beginning. And the only thing standing in front of the apocalypse is us.
War ready! War ready!
But it doesn't matter where you came from, who believed in you and who didn't.
War ready! I'm so fucking pumped!
This is our time, this is our chance to make a difference. Now let's get it done.
That's what I'm talking about.
In my phone, cause I wanna get it all till I drop. In my phone, cause I
Lots of action. Here, I'll describe what's happening. Big fighty monsters. Swords. A lot of
missiles.
Giant swords.
Beautiful music.
There's something you need to see.
An even bigger monster. Diablo. I think Diablo is the monster.
Well,
there's a
he's
Bale.
Pretty big.
That's Bale.
By everything you've got!
Ah, I can't take any more. Oh my god. Oh, I can't keep I can't keep the bit going. That's as
people
much as I'm
really
can
buying
do.
It, I think.
Yeah. I started to drop out of character, but
I think it was a different commercial we saw or trailer on the, during the football because they okay. Let me back up. Did you see Pacific Rim 1?
No.
I watched that
movie. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Maybe
I think
we'll
I talked about
it
on
it.
The podcast.
Maybe
dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. I don't even know where I was or what I was doing
that
I watched that movie.
How did you see that movie?
I don't know.
Because the whole thing is like, okay, so there's giant, I don't know what, space aliens or something, or Earth, or maybe they woke up from Earth. They're always coming out of the ground in this in this preview. So it could be that. You know, maybe they were buried from a distant time.
I watched the movie. I couldn't tell you what even happened. I don't know.
So
I just remember.
Just giant bullshits coming out of the ground. And I remember if the premise of Pacific Rim 1 was that the only way to fight these things is to build monsters of our own that you control in a video game-like way.
Yeah.
Using your body, right? Or something.
That sounds right.
It's just science. You can't just fucking blow them up. That doesn't.
Yeah,
just
well,
literally.
You have to be fair, you know. There's the Geneva Convention thing.
There's a rule that you have to fight exactly the same way they fight. Yeah. Like you can't.
That was part of the Geneva Convention, I think.
I'm pretty sure that if a fit, like a big robot fist, can somehow beat these things up, that a nuclear weapon could also do it. Like a tactical nuke.
I just remember this one scene in the first one where, like, I think one of the monsters, like, punches through a building. Didn't I tell you this?
Oh, God, yeah, so you did dumb. That. That might have been the preview, though. Oh, no, that was in the movie. I remember this now. Yeah, go ahead. I remember. Totally remember.
It just, like, it punches through a building, and then it shows it slowly stop, like, right as it hits a
one of those cubicle ball things. Yeah.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah. Did you notice in the second, in the trailer for the second movie, they did that same fucking stupid gimmick? Yeah, it's so I think either someone killed one of the robots and it's falling or something, and its arm barely touches a car and the car alarm goes off.
Oh,
you didn't see that? So fucking dumb. What do people do when they see that? They're like, oh, fucking awesome.
Because it's so big, but the way it did it had a small effect on something. I don't know. Yeah, what is even that?
Dude, if it was like a foot shorter, it wouldn't have set the car alarm off, but it did. So the car alarm went off. Like, what is the significance
of that? Yeah, it's supposed to be the comedy of like, it's an out of, like, it's a way too small of a reaction to a giant thing, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Something like that.
God, it's so dumb. Anyway, fuck that movie.
Anyway, I can't wait for the second one. I'm sure the second one will get iron out all those little problems. Yeah, no, I love that it's people doing the bullshit fighting, and it's Charlie fucking Day is in this for some reason.
Yeah, God.
And they're doing the fighting. I love how each of the robots that they have, like their little robot avatars that they're fighting with, they each have a different weapon, because that's how it would work. It wouldn't be like, okay, we found the best thing, just do this. It'd be like, no, he has a whip thing that like whips him, and then the other guy's got a sword. And one guy has some other thing. It's like,
if they were robots of that size, evolved that far, they'd just be like, which was the whip the best one? We'll all have whips.
Just get a really long whip. If the whip is effective, make a 70-mile whip and just beat them before they even get anywhere near.
Just whip them before they can even move.
Whip them in the butt.
What are they trying to do on Earth anyway? They're trying to, like, they could just blow up the whole fucking thing.
Like, if they eat enough buildings, then something happens. What are these? What's the motivation behind these things?
That was always tough. The plots of any movie where it's like the aliens are here to destroy us or whatever. It's like, why would they do that? It's like their planet is gone, so they kill all other planets.
Yeah, I could
see
aliens enslaving and having sex with us, but I couldn't see, like, why destroy us?
Just like they want to lay around on the beaches or something. But if they could fly through space or go through the ground like that, all that would be kind of boring, wouldn't it? They're not. What are they going to do? And never, just right off the bat, the whole plot doesn't work.
Stupid.
That's why I like, I can't remember the name of it. Can we just go back to Asteroid? What's the one, Armageddon.
Armageddon.
Just a giant fucking asteroid that's going to get us.
Yeah, you don't ask the motivation of the asteroid. Like, it's just a big ass rock.
It's believable.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe the character of the asteroid is the most believable part of that movie.
Yeah. The way it hurls through space.
Yeah. And there's like sound effects
cold,
when it
dead
shows
look
it.
And it's
it shows the asteroid
rock.
In space. It's going like
yeah.
somehow for no reason.
No, it's just like a silent, deadly killer.
I'm pretty sure in Armageddon it tries to do sound effects for the asteroid, which is really stupid.
Yeah.
Now that movie's terrible. Did I do that on the show?
It's terrible.
Lydia had never seen it and it was on TV and she's like, I've never seen it. I was like, well, we're watching it then. So we watched it. 17 hours long, that movie. It's as long. We're still watching it. Hasn't ended. I didn't know that. I didn't remember that because it's been 20 years or whatever. But that was a long fucking movie. And it is so bad. Oh my God, is it bad?
Yeah.
I remember it being like, oh yeah, okay, it's a romp or whatever, but it's,
a romp. it's a romp?
It's a fun time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a. But
it's a blockbuster.
Yeah. Blockbuster.
I don't know if people say that. It's just a blockbuster.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know what a blockbuster is. What that even means.
Well, that just means a movie where people are lined up around the block to see it, right?
So it busts the block?
Yeah, it busts it.
Like a block filler. What is the busting?
It's because America has an obesity problem. If you get enough people trying to see it, then you inevitably bust the block.
Just bust the whole fucking block.
Yeah.
Blockbusters.
Yes. Blockbusters.
Well, I don't have no segue for anything out of that, but.
Oh, what are we done talking?
Well, we're moving on now.
Oh.
I had a.
Pacific
awesome
Rim 3
movie.
Is already out or something?
Yeah, no, please. I had a couple observations of. We're always talking about how you realize, like, you should just go ahead and spend money or whatever, like stuff that you used to do and you had no money and then whatever.
Yep.
I kind of had the opposite of that this week because I was on this trip in LA and I stayed in this hotel for this event I was going at. And it happened to be like the most expensive hotel ever, I guess. I don't know. That's where the thing was. So I just got a room there and I was like, I guess it's okay that I paid $1 billion for a room. But this hotel, 73 stories high, downtown LA. And, this is the weirdest thing. I forgot about this, actually. This is what I want to talk about. So have you stayed at a hotel yet where there's different, I don't know if this is like a newer thing because the hotels are so much bigger now, but the elevator setups at hotels now, some of these hotels, they have to have like, multiple elevator shafts where you have to like,
go up to a certain floor and then like transfer and shit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And, so I got to the hotel first time I was there for 2 days, 3 days actually. And I got to the hotel and I get in the hotel and first thing this woman, she was probably 20, just between a girl and a woman. I don't know. She was like, yeah, the hotel or the elevators here are just like, it's ridiculous. Like the most confusing thing. Everybody's having a hard time. Like I've been here for 2 days and I just finally figured it out. Mm. And she's like, you're going to have a really hard time with all this. And so I was like, oh God, this is going to suck. But dude, I probably took, 20 elevator rides because I had to go up and down a million times and my room was on the 62nd floor and the friend I was with was on the 50 something. So we had different things. Basically, let me explain to you how complicated this hotel, why can't I say hotel and elevator? I'm mixing them up.
Hotel elevator.
This elevator system was.
Yeah.
This is really complicated.
Okay.
So you go to the entrance of the hotel. There's one elevator shaft. Okay,
so far, I'm with you.
Four cars or whatever you call them. You have to go to the 70th floor. That's the only option, 70th floor. Okay?
You have to, that's, no matter what. What if you live on the second floor?
You can't go to there. You have to go to the 70th first.
Seriously?
And that's where, that's where there was, so I dropped my car off at the valet and he's like, you have to go to the 70th floor for the, to check in.
I don't
want to
go to the 70th floor. That's
what?
I don't want to go to the 70th floor.
Yeah. No, you have to.
Okay.
So you go to 70th and then if you're on the 69th to the, I don't know what it was, 40th, you go to one hotel, one elevator place that's those floors. If you're on 40 to 2, you go to the other elevators that go to those.
You can't go back down to one.
That's the whole thing.
Oh.
That's it. How fucking hard is that? It's not hard. Everybody the whole time I was there fucking complaining about the elevators the entire time. And I was like, it's really not that hard. There's three elevators. That's all there is, three of them. If you want to go to the, if you're on the first floor, go to the 70th, then go to the elevators that go to your room. Also, it's fucking
amazing.
That is
a little fucking weird that there's, you have to go to, I thought you were saying you have to go to the 70th to like check in, but you're saying
you do
every
time. That's also true.
Every time you come to, you live on the second floor, you got a room on the second floor. Every time you go to the, well, I mean, I guess you could take the stairs, but let's say you're on the, 18th floor, which you're not going to fucking take the stairs for that. No. You have to go up 70 first and then,
But the thing is,
I mean, it's not complicated. It's just stupid.
It's not complicated. No, it's not even stupid. See, that's what I'm saying. It's not stupid. I don't think that when they, this hotel was like a bazillion dollar hotel and there's 800 billion people. There's more people in that hotel than the whole city of Los Angeles.
Right.
Somehow there's just millions of people. So if they made one fucking thing or whatever that go up and down from 1 to 73 altogether, you're just going to have it stopping every fucking floor and then, that one's full. I have to wait for the next one. That one's full.
However, you still don't have to have the 70th floor part. You can just do that, but on the first floor. So the first floor could have one elevator that goes from 2 to 40 and then the other goes. It's called an express elevator. That actually always happens.
Yeah, but also I think they want you to go to the 70th because it's amazing. But anyway.
that's not the part that I'm objecting to. Everything else I get. Yeah, no, totally.
It's really fast because that one only goes from 1 to 70 back.
So they just want you to take a ride on a
Oh, I'm sorry. If you want to go to the first floor, you can go. You go to that same elevator that goes from 70 to 1. All it does is go from 70 to 1.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So you're just 70 is like your hub.
Yeah, I know.
There's bars, it's amazing.
I agree. They want you to go to the 70th. That's the part that's unnecessary. Everything else is fine, but it's still not complicated.
It's not complicated.
No.
The elevators themselves are amazing because you go up and you just type your floor number and it tells you like your elevator will be like D1. There's like D1 through D4 or whatever, in each area of the elevators. And you just type, there's a little keypad in the middle of both sides and you type in what floor you want. And it tells you which one to get in. So when everyone's waiting there, they just keep typing their floors and it tells everyone which one to go in and it takes them there. Kind of like, it figures that out to try to do it as fast as possible. Anyway, there's a zillion people in that hotel and I never waited. It was never like, I got to wait for 800 stops to get to my room or to get from here. There was instant every single time. The elevator is like 1,000 miles an hour too. It's instant. But it was brilliant. The whole thing was the most, I guess you're probably right. Aside from the fact that they want you to go to the 70th, it worked perfectly. But the entire fucking time, everybody bitching, why can't you just push up or down? Back in my day, we pushed up and down. That's all you had to do.
Yeah, because
you're right. It sucks that you just put your room number in and it tells you which elevator to walk into and takes you right to that room.
Right.
Yeah, that sucks. I would much rather have an up and down button and 800 stops where everyone gets on and off and all that bullshit.
Yeah, you pile into the elevator and everyone is stopping every floor from 1 to 70.
Yeah, that's what it would be.
Stupid.
That's why, I was just imagining the guys who designed the hotel were like, all right, you want the 70th floor to be the place that everyone goes. That's fine. Let's figure out how to make this as good as we can with that being in place. And they did that. And they're way smarter than any person that was riding the fucking elevators the whole time I was there.
Definitely.
And all they get is people complaining about how it should just go from 1 to 70 up and down and there should be two buttons. So fucking stupid.
Yeah, how hard is that? Like, that's obvious.
It's not hard.
I mean, if you have that shit in New York where the, buildings with like 100 floors, you want an elevator that stops every fucking floor? Makes no sense.
They'd be bitching about that if that was the thing. They'd be like, what the f- this is so dumb. Build more elevators.
Man, so it just stories. Spreads That's people a out. Tall building. Jeez.
Yeah, dude. So on the 70, let me think about this. The 73rd floor, you can take. Okay, so there's there's a fifth elevator.
Okay.
There's a lot of elevators.
There's an elevator with elevators in it, and there's a sub elevator.
There's a over to the far left, there's a glass, all glass elevator that'll take you to the 73rd floor, which is an outdoor open air bar on top of the elevator.
Jesus,
and it's all glass. Dude, it's amazing. We were there for one night. And but anyways, I was thinking about how so the elevator.
Yeah,
thing
what was the point
thing.
Of all that? Yeah, okay.
The other thing was like I was thinking how a lot of times when you see parking, you know, we've talked about this a million times, or golf clubs or whatever, where you're like, I'll just buy the best thing, whatever. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's best thing. That was like too much. I didn't really need that. I was thinking about afterwards. I was like, I didn't really need to sleep in a bed in a you know, I could have just slept in a fucking bed at a Motel 6, like, a, you know, 20 minutes away or whatever for $30 a night. And there's a bed that you sleep in. Like, there's nothing that happens at a hotel. Why do you stay at a zillion dollar hotel?
No, I agree.
And I was looking at my parking because I drove because I hate flying. And I was looking at the parking was like $150.
Oh, yeah.
3 nights.
Yeah, they get you on that.
And my hotel, it was like $1,000 basically to stay 3 days at that hotel. And I was thinking how like $1,000 that I spent for that. It's a business expense. So that, you know, a little less
helps. You know, tax but money. Now that Trump makes it so you don't have to pay taxes, that I was thinking about that. Oh. It actually doesn't matter. Like, now that taxes are free for businesses.
Taxes are free now. God.
Yeah. The business tax is 20% now. So now that whole thing of like, well, the government's taking care of, you know, 35% of this or 40% of it. It's like, well, now it's only 20%. That's why all by the way, that's why all the bullshit about trickle down. A big reason why it's wrong is because like the higher taxes are, the more you would want to spend. But anyway, go on.
Mm. But yeah, I just was like, that was a huge fucking waste of money. Like, I got like $100 worth of services for $1,000 for that.
And
whole
thing, 98 of it was the elevator to the.
Yeah, I mean, I had a great time. It was very beneficial for business things. So it wasn't exactly like I spent $1,000 for that. But anyway, it's just, and I was thinking, there's people there who, like, people are just so fucking rich. Like, people probably stay there. I had like the most basic room. You know, they probably stay in suites. They drink $900 worth of alcohol and $800 worth of meals. Yeah. And they spend like 10 grand to stay for a weekend, probably. I wasn't even there during the weekend. It was during the week kind of rates. And it's like just the hugest fucking waste of money ever. And it doesn't like, they just, you know, people have so much money. They like, it's nothing.
I agree.
The people I saw there.
I agree with it, with especially when you're probably not even spending that much time in it. Like, you're just going to have a place to sleep. You should just stay in a bullshit. I mean, not the cheapest hotel you can find, because they get pretty bad. Hotels get pretty fucking bad, mainly in that they're located in a war zone. Like, it'll just be the worst fucking area. Like,
yeah, you want to be safe, but I don't know.
But you don't need the only thing I'll give, like, the sort of the opposite of that story is when we went to, you know, France. We did one night. So we, let's see, it was something like we stayed 4 nights in Paris, maybe. 3 nights were in a hotel that was affordable. But by the way, it was still awesome. I really enjoyed that hotel. Smaller, you know, more or less, but it was just really nice. Like, I liked it a lot. So we got lucked out there. But then we decided to do one night in a super expensive hotel. Just, you know, it was our honeymoon. We're like, well, we'll do one night in this really expensive, you know, Eiffel Tower view hotel. And oh my God, that was worth every penny. It was it was fucking amazing. But that's a different thing. I mean, we were there to see a place we'd never seen, and like the view was fucking amazing. See the goddamn Eiffel Tower out of the window. It was the fanciest hotel I've ever been at. It was fun. But that was just like one night because of that was the trip. But I agree, in your situation, it's like total waste of money where you're just going to kind of stay somewhere.
It's just weird how much money people have to spend on stuff that's nothing. Like, I wouldn't even say it's an experience. Like, you spend money on an experience that you don't get any tangible thing from. That's fine. But it's not even really an experience. It's like you just slept in a bed basically for 2 nights. I don't know. Anyway. It was nice to just get my car when I was done and drive out of there and leave. That's what I hate. And the other thing I was going to say is, if I had gone to this event and stayed at a hotel, like, you know, 2 blocks away, I would have been shamed by like everybody that
really?
I
really.
Jesus, I'm sure. You are an aristocrat. Like, oh, where are you staying? I'd be like, oh, a couple blocks. I'd be like, oh my god, you piece of shit! What are you fucking poor?
Now, what I can't get behind you on is the. I would just fly at that point, especially when the fucking parking is like as much as the flight. God, flying to LA is nothing.
Takes. I know. I just like 50 driving. Minutes. I like it.
I like you. You don't like driving. You've said a million times you hate driving
compared to flying.
Oh, okay.
I like it. Because I just listen to stuff like and I eat whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah, true.
The 20 minutes or whatever it is of waiting through the line, the baggage like thing, and getting on the plane and waiting to get off the plane, it's just, you know, they say for like it's only an hour person, and a half flight.
Yeah, for an anxious person, I get it. Because I'm not even close to as anxious as you are, but I do stress out every time I'm flying. Not that the plane's going to go down. I hope the plane's going to go down, but... I stress about the like, about that. Okay, do I have the fucking ticket? Did I?
Oh, yeah.
I do. I go through all the stuff of, did first off, like, am I even Thomas? Like, am I? I start stressing about, like, am I even living a lie where this trip isn't even happening? Like, made up the trip. There's no such thing as Thomas Smith. I'm a fabrication. And then I have to, like, okay, that's not true. Okay, I got that. And then I'm like, okay, where do I live? What airport?
It's totally disorienting the whole
there's
process.
Only one. Yeah, when you, I don't, people could probably relate to this, but I don't get that crazy. But I wonder if people who have anxiety far worse than I do, it must be that level of stuff where you just constant, like, actually, I had a friend who, you know, where it gets to like the obsessive compulsive levels where she had to like check everything in the house 100 times before she could even leave, you know, like she had to take medication for it, which is good that they're. Somehow is a medication that can help with that. But yeah, no, I do get a bit of that where I start stressing about like, okay, do I have a ticket? Like, yes, I know I have a fucking ticket, but like, do I really though? Like, do I have a fake ticket or am I, my fear is all the time, like, oh, I'm going to look at the ticket and it'll be a totally different thing than what I already know is true. Like, it'll just be, you know, the next day or it happened Mars. The day before. Yeah, yeah. Just all this shit. I do get that. Like, I do get quite a bit of anxiety about that. But so that I can totally relate to you.
Well, it's like people always say, oh, it's an hour and a half to L.A. Why don't you just fly? But it's not. Like, if you have a 9 a.m. flight, you're getting to...
Yeah, no.
You
it's at least a couple
leave your
hours.
House at 6:30 or 7, let's say. Maybe. Yeah. 7?
Well, it depends on when you fly. You don't have to leave that much room for Sacramento Airport anymore. I mean, you can... get there like
well I'm like 35
early.
Minutes away from the airport
oh,
so
no that's true
I would leave at 7 a.m let's say it's a 9 o'clock flight it'll be delayed right. Every single fucking time it's delayed I would probably land at like 10:30 in LA then you have to do the like someone has to pick you up at the fucking thing or you have to rent a car or Uber you know it's like it might save me like 2 hours from the driving maybe
I think it still saves you more than that, but yeah. Two hours plus the not driving in LA, which is priceless.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you're still going to have to deal with it with the
well, but imagine if airport. If you're talking about time savings, imagine if you hit any LA traffic, your 7 hour drive or whatever has gone to a 10 hour drive. Right? I mean,
No, not really.
I guess it depends.
I got into LA at 5 o'clock and it wasn't even that bad.
Anyway.
I guess it depends on where you're
it,
going.
It is true that it doesn't save as much time as you'd think, but it's still it just
it's fucking hassle. Also, when you're there, you don't have a car now. So you're like everything you do, you don't
Dude,
have
I have you rented a car though? How often do you rent a car? It's the best.
Never.
You rent a car for $2. It's free somehow.
I know
I don't
that's
know
not what it
so
is. You
weird.
Have to bring the fucking thing back. If I could just drop it off in a ditch and leave, that would be fine. I don't want to go back to the fucking thing. Here's my car. Let's look at it. Let's walk around the car and make sure there's not any dents or anything.
It's easier than that now. You don't have to do it. It's pretty fast. But yeah,
I don't
want to
do any of that. It's not worth it. And flights are not that cheap, by the way. They're kind of super expensive unless you book them way ahead of time.
Anyway, I had a bunch of stuff I was going to talk about. Oh, dude, I have a pending Planet Earth update. Yeah, I meant to do it. Our boner last week went so long that I was like, I'll save the Planet Earth update because it was just so long. But I can do it on the main show. Or should I not? Should I sit? Well, shit, now I don't know. Whatever, I brought it up. And then I was laughing like Planet Earth update. Like, let me just update you on everything that's happened on Planet Earth. Just a quick segment. Here's what's happened on Planet Earth.
Yeah.
Dude. So Planet Earth 2. I mean, I did the whole spiel. Most depressing fucking thing in the world. Everything dies. It just eats each other and dies. Mm-hmm. There was a new level of one where I was just like, just fucking not just. So this was the desert, I believe. So we were talking about deserts already. I'm depressed. There shouldn't exist. No, there shouldn't be deserts. That's step one. And then step two is like, okay, if there are deserts, nothing should possibly try to live there. Cause just fuck that. But no, both of those things aren't true. There are deserts and shit tries to live there. This one was a fucking, okay, so it was a bat, and bats, I don't know if you know this, Sam, bats are actually really cute when you look at them. They're cute little guys. They seem scary, like in a weird, like if they're fluttering and you can't really see them, then they seem kind of scary. But when you look at their faces, they're just these cute little guys. They're mammals, you know, they're just furry. They're kind of like happy and whatever. Mammals. So there's this bat that lives in the fucking desert. And the only goddamn thing this bat can eat, the only thing apparently, is it has to fucking wander around. By the way, I don't, you know, this particular bat cannot see. Like some bats can, so most bats can't, you know, they got the echolocation. So it can't see anything. It's got to wander around and use its echolocation to try to find, what you ask? Well, a fucking scorpion. It has to try to find a bullshit nonsense food, which is just this like this clear, crunchy scorpion that then, so it finds a scorpion, which is already hard. Like it's got to echolocate and, you know, if the scorpion doesn't move, then it can't, it's just like fucked. This, let's say he finds a scorpion, our nice little bat hero, little protagonist.
Yeah.
Then he has to fucking engage in battle with a scorpion. I'm not even joking. Every single time he wants to eat, he has to engage in a fucking gladiator battle with a scorpion where he's probably going to die. Like it's 50-50. It's either he's going to get stung 100 times and then like barely get the scorpion and then he gets to eat a scorpion, or, you know, like he's just going to get stung and he dies because of the poison. He has to eat 3 of those fucking pieces of shit every day. Every day. Or he dies.
No less.
Yeah. just quit. God. Can't we let animals know that that's enough? You can go extinct. Like, you can just fuck it. I quit. I'm not doing it. God, I wish if we could give every animal and organism human, like, level knowledge right now, they would all fucking quit. They would all quit. There'd be like a couple of monkeys that would be like, yeah, I got it pretty good. You know, like
would they quit or would they just be like, I'm flying to this, not the desert.
And just maybe, eating, like, but I don't know if they can. Bugs. Like, I think if they could do that, they would. Like, they're all designed to take advantage of whatever, you know, like I think they're stuck in their whatever. Maybe there'd be some cases of that, but
so
like,
maybe like the rainforest clearing is a good thing. Like,
let's just extinct all these animals. Let's just extinct them. And I from a place of love, by the way, like I just a place of mercy, like that. Why is this how life is? This fucking sucks. God, if that bat became self-aware for a minute, it would be like, nope, fuck this. I'm killing myself. Just let me die. This is not worth it. God, it's
the worst. How long will that go on? Like,
I don't know. Forever, I guess.
Not millions of years, probably, but. Just thousands of years.
It's already been billions of years that it's doing it. So why would it be thousands?
That exact bat.
That same bat. Their lifespan is 2 billion years. Oh, God.
Unless it gets stung by a scorpion.
Yeah.
What about the scorpion? He's just like, oh, I got to fight a fucking bat.
Well, that's what another thing.
That's all. He doesn't even get to eat the bat.
What does he do? I guess if he kills the bat, I don't even know. I think probably ants eat it or some shit.
He just says there's one less bat. That's the whole.
He and his racist scorpion friends are like happy that there's one less bat. Yeah. I guess that is what happens. I don't know. But the thing that we also realized about Planet Earth is the only time where there's a clear villain is when it's fucking Bugs. That's the only time. The only time you can be happy is like, oh, there's birds. And the way they live is they go eat these disgusting bugs. And you're like, oh, okay, well, I'm cool with that.
Yeah, you 100% root for the bird.
That part's fine. There's no ambiguity there. But most of the other time, it's like I set up the other week. It's either you're rooting for something to run away, you know, and then what you're rooting for is the thing that's chasing it to fucking die of starvation. Just die and get eaten by bugs. It's the worst. There's no good outcomes. Anyway, that's the Planet Earth.
That's why I don't watch.
That one was unreal. And well, now it's kind of funny in a way. Like it's horrible, but I'm trying.
It's not funny.
I'm watching it in a like, now I want to, I don't know. I have more
just
show
have
material.
Just have to let it go, I guess. Yeah. Just find the humor in it.
It's the worst.
What was the other thing I was going to talk about? Oh, yeah. So, remember a couple weeks ago when my back got hurt? By the way, back update.
Back update.
My back's like 80% now. And I haven't done any. I mean, I've been stretching kind of, but I haven't. It just decided to be better mostly. It still hurts a little bit, but no, you know, it's fine. I mostly ignore it. We were talking about how doctors, you know, they don't know anything. I found somebody who knows less than human doctors. The only people that are more worthless than human doctors are fucking animal doctors. They're fucking animals.
Oh, man. People are going to kill us for this one. Vets are like everyone's favorite thing in the world.
No, they're nice people. I mean, I don't hate them or anything. They're very nice. They do. I mean, they're the sweetest people I've ever dealt with. They care about the animals and they want to help them. It's not their fault. It's just that
it's a question of money, really.
It is a question of money, but it's also just that it is a question of money because they could probably do a lot of the same tests that they do on us, but it's just like, do you really want to spend $2,000 for that? Like MRI to see if your dog has a tumor, or do you want to just see if he gets worse? Is basically what it is. But I spent 10 times as much as I spent on the hotel on trying to keep our dog alive. That was perfectly fine, and then one day his butt exploded, and then we had to fix that. And then did you know? Did I tell you about that?
You told me. You didn't tell all of our wonderful listeners about your dog's butt exploding. Yeah.
I don't know if people even know that this could happen, but apparently this is going to...
It should have been on Planet Earth, too.
Turn away if you're squeamish to butt talk, but dogs have glands near their butt hole that has juice that comes out of it for their scent, I guess. It's probably something from before where they would mark and everything. They take a shit and then it squeezes this juice out, and so that other dogs are like, oh, there's this dog's around here, so I have to fight them or not. And so they still have that. And it just naturally comes out. Or, you know, when dogs drag their butt on the carpet, that's what they're doing.
Oh, okay.
They're not itching their butthole. They're not itching their assholes?
Can it be both?
It might be. They're also trying to express these glands. So you're supposed to maybe it's certain dogs have this and others don't. But we have tiny little rat dogs. And maybe it's because they were bred down to the size of, you know, little mice.
Yeah,
that's
just
problem.
Anal glands. They're bred down to just anal glands.
Yeah. So one day, you know, like a week and a half ago or whatever, it was, my wife was like, oh, there's blood all over the place and diarrhea everywhere. And our dog Ben
She's like, it wasn't
shaking.
You, was it?
So
you,
no, it wasn't confirm, me.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I said. And so then he just had a giant hole next to his butthole, like a bloody hole next to him. We were like, what the fuck is. And then, you know, we were looking on there. My wife is looking on the internet and stuff.
She Googled double butthole dog.
Yeah. Maybe his anal gland ruptured. And so we had to take him in and they were like, yeah, that's what happened. He got infected and it exploded and they had to shave his ass and sew it up and all this stuff. So, you know, that was that. He's only 8. He's not that old. I mean, he's not young, but they should live, you know, 12, 13, 15, even 15 probably.
Should live to rub his asshole on another carpet.
He'll live to rub his ass again many times. So that was that. And then a few days later, he just like started throwing up all over the place and wouldn't eat and then shaking. And we had to take him again. Anyway, so they didn't know. They were like, maybe he got an infection when his butthole exploded. And so now he has an infection. So let's give him antibiotics, I guess. It's like you said with the vet. They're like, well, we could do all these human things on him and it would be $10 million. There's no, you know, we don't have pet insurance. Because most of the time you just let your pet live until they die, I guess. Mm-hmm. And you don't really, it's not really worth it, I don't think, to get insurance. If you even can, I don't know. But so then he was throwing up more and he's not eating. And this has been going on for like a week and he's like 2 pounds now. He's just a skeleton with a, two buttholes, basically.
Wow.
And I was driving back from LA from my trip and my wife called basically crying, saying that like, is, you know, I was gone for 4 days, so I didn't hear anything, but he's like not, still not eating. And he's shaking even worse. And she's like, should we just put him down? Because that's the hardest thing is you're like, you know, the suffering aspect is like, yeah. Do you let them, when do you say we should not let them suffer and just kill them, you know, and then be like, that was better for them than living because now they're not living in pain. It's impossible. Right.
Yeah.
I don't even know what the answer is.
That's a decision that, you just can't make. It's impossible.
Yeah, it's impossible.
You have to just do a guess, your best guess.
Yeah, you just have to guess. And then I was
and then more often it's actually just how long can we afford to have the thing alive, which sucks.
Yeah, the problem is I, you know, at this stage of my life, I can afford to just do whatever for a while, I guess, until I say, like, that's kind of ridiculous to spend that much. I could keep spending on it, I guess. Because we would think like, well, it's like a family member. So if it was happening to my kid, I mean, they're not on the level of my kids, but if there is my kid, you would just spend all the money forever. Like you would just go into $1 trillion of debt to try to keep.
Yeah, I love my cats as much as the next person with five cats. I absolutely love them, but it's a bit of an exaggeration to say they're like a family member. They're not quite. No. They live for 10, 15 years. Not the same thing.
Yeah. So, well, we'll see how you handle if you're faced with it, but,
I've already gone through all that. I believe about that on the show? Yeah. Remember when my cat was going to die when he was like a year old?
No.
Yeah. It was the worst. I'm not apathetic to the situation at all. It was terrible. That sucked.
Yeah.
But it was a calculation. We didn't have, you know, as much money back then. It was like, well, it was what you're probably about to talk about, so I guess I'll just let you talk about it.
Well, the thing I was going to talk about is there's nothing worse than when somebody tells you anything that's bad news that you have to just think about when you're 3 hours away from, you're driving and you're 3 hours away from your home. Because I was just like, cool, now I can just think about, you know, it's not just you're thinking about the dog, then you think about, we have the other dog that's a million times better that we love. It was our first dog and he's like 12 now. So I'm thinking like, this is going to happen with him in like 2 or 3 or 4 years. It's going to happen. Yeah. It's going to happen with both dogs to where we're like, do we kill them or do we let them live? It's just, we're just waiting. You know, I think Louis C.K. had that.
Yeah, Louis C.K. just covered it.
Let's just get this thing that's going to die one day I mean, it's like, you just have to put it out of your mind as long as you possibly can. But so I had to think about that the whole time. And then what I found myself thinking like, almost accepting that, like, all right, we're going to put him down, like, because it sounded pretty grave. And then I was like trying to move on from like, all right, that dog has died.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. Try to start accepting it.
Yeah. And then I was like, well, we'll only have one dog that poops all over the place and like he won't be barking as much and he won't bite me in the face because this dog's the worst. He hates me.
Kind of a bad dog.
He just bites me every time I get near him, he tries to bite me in the face. Like, there's no reason that he should even really be alive anymore. He doesn't do anything. He just bites people and barks at everything. If I had to math it out, if I was a computer and I like did all the, you know, pros and cons, it would just be like, he should already have been killed like 2 or 3 years ago. There's no reason for him to be alive. He just eats and sleeps and poops and we clean it up and he growls at you and barks at you if you get near him. He does nothing.
Yeah.
But still, it's like he's alive. So I should just let him. You know,
You're going to let him live out his natural
Let him
life.
Live out his shitty life, I guess.
Yeah.
There's no way of knowing if he even likes being alive. If you could get in his brain, he'd be like, dude,
as soon as we give that bat awareness, we also should give it to all our dogs and cats. Just see if they like it.
The bat or?
No, give the awareness the bat to all our.
I could feed my dogs for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was doing all that for an hour. I was just good thinking of all these things of like, well, I don't know if he even likes being alive. Maybe it's better if he's gone. And then, you know, I'll just have to deal with it and I'm ready for it. And then like an hour after that, my wife called and she's like, oh, he's fine now. He's eating and he's fine. Everything's fine. So I was like, oh, okay. Because you were crying an hour ago like it was the end. Because she was like, do you want to be here when we put him down? And like, do you have any last words? Do you want me to
do you know if he has a will anywhere?
Yeah. All of that. Like he was dead. Like it was minutes away because she was like, I'll wait for you to get, because she took him to the vet again for the 100th time. Like, I'll wait for you to get there if you want to like say goodbye to him and stuff. I'm just like, Jesus, I don't want to do this. And then I was thinking like, I actually don't want to do that. I'm more comfortable with just pretending. Like if she just takes the dog and puts him to sleep.
Pretend you never had him.
Yeah. And then I'll just come home and be like, he used to live here and it's sad that he's, I mean, not that I wouldn't be sad, but do I really have to go see him get killed? Is that important? I don't know if that's important.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't.
This is a very depressing episode.
I was going to say, not only that, I have an even more depressing thing for our boners over on patreon.com.
Jeez.
No, I got something even worse that I was going to do already. It's kind of related, but yeah.
Well, anyway, he's fine now. So it turned out also what I was going to say is I said to my wife, because after his butthole exploded and he wouldn't eat, they gave him two different types of antibiotics and a medicine to make him not throw up. And he wouldn't eat and he was throwing up and shaking. And I was like, maybe he's just being pumped full of shit in his stomach and it's irritating his stomach.
Yeah.
He could have.
That's exactly what happened with our cat, kind of.
Yeah, well, he could have cancer and he's dying and he's in miserable pain. Or he could just have a little bit too much medicine that makes his stomach hurt. Those are the two things.
No, that's the whole problem. That's what I was going to talk about with the cat, which was the process was the doctor, the vet said, well, he's dead. You know, he's a dead cat walking, essentially.
Yeah.
And you could spend a bunch of money and see why he's dead or just he's dead. And we're like, God. And then so we were like, okay, the cat's dead. It was horrible. I was crying. It was bad. The cat's dead. And then somehow it was like, well, there's one more test we could run that's like, a little bit. It wasn't that expensive, so we're like, right, we're like gonna
$1,000.
Yeah, no, it was only like 100 or something. I was like, okay, we'll do that. And that one somehow came up like fine. She's like, oh, okay, he's not a dead cat.
Yeah,
and then, but she said, I've told the story, I think, but she said, but he definitely has a heart murmur, so he might just die anytime. Like she even said, she's like, one day you might wake up and his back legs aren't working, like. You might just get up and he'll just have died and he's dead, essentially. I mean, she was nice about it. And I love this lady. She really cared about the cat. The way I'm describing it makes it sound like she had a bad cat bedside manner, but she was very nice about it. It wasn't that. But yeah, no, she's like, just be ready. He is. And he's going on, he's 50 years old. No, I don't know what he is. He's five or something, five. He might be, five. I don't know. He's not a young cat anymore. Like, he's definitely in middle-aged cathood. And he's fine. Totally fine.
Yeah. So they did the same things where they're like, we'll check all his organ, functioning. And they're like, oh, it's fine. And so I said, well, then he probably just has an upset stomach.
Yeah.
And so we were going to put him down possibly for having an upset stomach, apparently. Yeah.
And then the prescription is like crunch up a little bit of Tums and then he's fine.
No, they just were like, we'll try cutting his medication in half. And they did that. And now he's fine.
Yeah.
Back to growling at me. He when he was sick, he wouldn't growl at me. I could pick him up and hold him and stuff. And he wouldn't growl at me and try and bite my face.
The best pet then, he ever was during that.
Yeah. As soon as he's feeling better, he's back to hating my guts and like trying to bite me. So I was like, oh, he's fine. And he's been fine for the last 3 or 4 days. So. I went from 100% sure I was 3 hours away from driving and killing my dog to like, he's fine. He'll probably live another like 10 years. It's so weird.
Yeah, it is.
It was at least $1,500. At least. No, it might be $2,000 I spent on the fucking dog.
Jesus.
Yeah, because all the tests back and forth and for the butthole thing. And it's been 2 weeks of butthole exploding and dying. And all these like $100, $150, $75 for
you could have stayed at that hotel a couple more nights.
Yeah, I had an expensive week, so hopefully we get a lot of patrons.
God, yeah, it's good thing our patron dollars are paying for this. So,
Jesus.
Yeah, we're over time, but guys, Sam's dog's butthole needs your patron dollar, so make sure to pledge over Patreon.
Stuff it right in his butthole.
Yeah, I'm going to talk about a super depressing thing, so I'll see you guys over there. Thanks for listening. See you, normies, next week.
This has been a Comedy Shoeshine. Find us online at comedyshoeshine.com or like us on facebook.com/comedyshoeshine. Definitely follow us on Twitter @comedyshoeshine. And most importantly, help keep the podcast going at patreon.com/shoeshine.
Now enjoy the rest of this badass song.